This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do I even start today? This is an amazing day to be in radio. Pardon me, and an amazing day to be a conservative. Holy cow. News on top of news. I'm not kidding you. Today may be one of the easiest media days for me in a long time. And I'm going to tell you, I've had a long history in radio, over 10 years now. And I remember when it was a struggle. I mean, even with all the stuff going on, you're wanting to be so clever and so funny and so entertaining, so informative. And you just kind of miss the mark because you forget that radio is your life. It's everything you're experiencing rolled into what you're, all the things that are happening in the news. You're putting your life and all these things into perspective. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Anyway, as you progress in radio, it gets a little easier. I remember when I used to do a 1 hour per week show, and it was like, whoa, how do you do this? You're fishing for things to do. And then I remember when I went to 1 hour a day. Think about it, going from 1 hour a week to 1 hour a day, and then, where you're struggling with 1 hour a week, now you got 1 hour a day, and you're thinking, oh, how do I feel? How do I feel? When I say feel, I mean fill the show. And again, you forget that it's about your life. Putting all this stuff in perspective, people are looking at you for your insights. And if you're going to build an audience, they have to believe that those insights matter. Then I went from 1 hour a day to 2 hours a day and thought, oh my gosh. Then from 2 hours a day to 3 hours a day. And I did 3 hours a day for, 7 years. And then we cut the show back. And we didn't cut it back because I ran out of things to say. And keep in mind, this is a show where I don't have a lot of guests. We used to have guests on, and it's too cumbersome for us to do it, so we don't have a lot of guests. We don't have a lot of, I'll play clips from you guys from time to time. But the point is, it's all me. I mean, this show is 98% me with some clips and a discussion. And I want you to understand that you're filling, we fill 2 hours a day with just conversations around stuff. So you go, how can you do that? If you have ever done a show or had to do anything for more than 15 minutes in front of an audience, I promise you, know what I'm talking about. So we're doing 2 hours a day. And when I used to do 3 hours a day, my producers would go, what are we going to talk about today? I go, we got plenty. Let me tell you, right now, my notes for the show, I'm looking at it right now, 118 pages. 118 pages. These are clippings and all the things my producers gather that I gather. We put it all in there. And you think I'm concerned about what to talk about? Folks, in today of all days, I'm dancing right now. I'm standing up in my studio. Today of all days, probably, honestly, one of the top five easiest media days ever. I'm just saying. So I'm glad you're here. I'm always overjoyed when people want to join me, Kevin Jackson, on the show, KJRadio.com. Call me, giving me your ideas about things, 844-551-8255, because you're clever. You're clever people. Anyway, where do we start? Jimmy Carter wants an age limit on the presidency. And my first thought was, Jimmy Carter wants to go after Donald Trump. because Jimmy Carter says, I couldn't imagine being president at 80. I can't either. I couldn't imagine you being president in your 40s or your 50s or whatever age you were when you were president. I'm still lamenting that decision by America. But hey, Democrats went on to make an even worse mistake with baby black Jesus. As far as I'm concerned, he was 100 years in dog years as an American president. Worst president ever. Worse than Jimmy Carter. 90-something years old, still chiming in on politics. 80 years old is too old to be president. And so I thought, is he taking a shot at President Trump? But Then I thought, wait a minute, this might be a shot over the bow to old creepy, sleepy Joe Biden. I suggest for the record there should be an age limit to Democrats. If you haven't left the Democratic Party by the age of 40, then you should be... Well, I'll let you finish that sentence. I'm just messing with y'all. But perhaps you should be beaten. Let's go back to age. Donald Trump is an anomaly. The other day we were talking about this. Donald Trump is aging in reverse. I'm not kidding you. I think Donald Trump could be president until he's 150. I'm serious. The dude is literally, CNN was like, look at all the presidents and how they looked after 3 years, and Donald Trump looks like he's in his 40s. I'm not, don't y'all look at me like I'm crazy. Donald Trump, maybe he made a deal with the devil, because I'm telling you, Donald Trump is defying the odds. Now, we Christians out there know that it's God helping Trump. But I'm just saying, you gotta wonder what's going on. Trump looks like he's what? 50? He looks like he's 50. I'm serious. He's in his 50s when he's out and about. He moves around like a 50-year-old. Trump don't move around like he's an old, decrepit dude. I don't see Trump barely getting out of bed. Think about it. Think about this, America. Listen to the Kevin Jackson show. I want you to think about this. This man runs the biggest economy in the world. He is the leader of the free world. And I'm talking about Donald Trump, he's got his finger in everything. I'm talking about he is just manipulating. He's talking China, he's talking Russia, he's talking Iran, he's going over to, where was he recently? He was like in Switzerland. I mean, he's all over the world. Okay? Then he comes back, he holds massive rallies. I'm talking about tens of thousands of people. Donald Trump doesn't skip a beat. He goes home. He has sex with Melania Trump. What? That is Herculean, baby. I'm just saying, what dude? I'm not saying sex with Melania, but let's say you had your trophy wife. You've gallivanted all over the country. You come back. You hold massive rock star-like rallies. Then you go sleep with your Victoria's Secret model. Who does not call you Hercules? Hercules! Hercules! I know 30-year-olds who can't keep up with Trump's schedule. What are you talking about? Jimmy Carter. 80 years old. Yeah, 80 years old for him. 80 years old for them. These crazy Democrats that have led decrepit lives. Yeah, they look, if we're going to make some legislation, let's stop Democrats from becoming president at any age, because I'm just telling you, they're crazy. Lots to cover today, particularly Corey Lewandowski. Corey and I spent a little time together in the green room when I was with Fox. He's an interesting cat. Anyway, we'll talk about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a full show for you today, and I got to tell you, I'm excited about it on so many levels. On so many levels, we are just winners. We're kicking butt. Conservatism is coming back. Look, you can be doom and gloom because you want to listen to the other side of the argument, but I'm telling you something. If you were a Democrat, if you are a Democrat today, you know you're in trouble. You know everything is testing your ideology. You are in conflict with yourself, and you know this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Bad shape. You're in bad shape. Your former president, Jimmy Carter, right there. I mean, I can't even say that without chuckling at you. Your former president believes that 80 years old is the limit for a president. And I don't. At first, I thought he was taking a shot at Donald Trump, but I don't think he's taking a shot at Trump. I think he's taking a shot at Biden. People do not want Biden. Now, there's a rumor that the senators are going, we hope Biden wins out over Warren and Sanders. Look, polls are all over the place with them. They don't know who they want. If you're a Democrat, how could you possibly know who you want? Here's what I can tell you. You want Donald Trump. You don't want to admit it, but you want Donald Trump. And so, but you're so ideologically opposed to him that you go, well, I got to pick one of these other dweebs. So now you're mad and you don't know who you want to pick. Let me help you. I'm going to give you some bad news if you're a leftist. Bad news. Let's just call this the bad news segment for you leftist weenies, you lying scumbags. I'm going to call you what you are, because here's the thing. Everybody, this is tough love. All these other pundits, they soft shoe. You know, you're not so bad, Kevin. Their hearts are in the right place. I don't care where their hearts are. They got black hearts. They got black souls. And I'm just saying, they're bad people. Leftists are. And so I'm going to deliver them some bad news. I'm going to give you some bad news. First, let's start with New Mexico. Because here you go, conservatives. If you needed a boost to your political, what's the system that controls, like, all your good health? You know, what is it, like the endocrine system? Whatever. I don't know. Look, I'm not a doctor. But if you need a boost, oh, your immune system. Thank you. Produces, man. That's why you have them. I have it for you. I have a boost for your political immune system if you are a conservative, a political drug, but not a hallucinogenic like the Democrats give themselves, but the real dope. And you know what the real dope is? Let me tell you what the real dope is. I feel like I'm preaching right now. I feel like I'm preaching. The real dope is the truth. Ooh, see how smooth I slipped that in on you? The real dope is the truth. See, it's funny. I never used a drug in my life, and I'm not an illegal drug. I did take half of Valium once when I was getting my LASIK surgery, and it almost knocked me to my knees. I mean, that shows you how much of a lightweight I am. Anyway, never taken a drug, and I tell people this when they would say, really? Because they're like, oh, man, you know, they want to convince me of how good drugs are. And I say, look, here's the deal. If you look at life the way I look at it, how could you possibly want a drug? I look at life and I say, I mean, okay, so I went fishing with a buddy of mine. He's a wealthy man. He said, Kev, you want to come? Yeah, of course I want to come. The trip, they estimated it was $10,000 per person. He brought a total of 30 of us. What drug can you give me that I can't? I'm going up there hobnobbing, flying from Phoenix, Arizona to Vancouver, first class, get picked up in a private jet, fly to Massett, get helicoptered over to a private island where the only phone we had was a sat phone. Now, see, brothers I grew up with have been like, them white people want to get you there so they can kill you. Well, they killed me with salmon. They killed me with kindness. They flew in a private chef from Montreal, Canada, to cook for us. Yeah, them racists. Shoot. What could be higher for me than that? I got up in the morning. I'm not kidding y'all. When you would go out to the boat, they had a little refrigerator. I'm talking about one of these big industrial-sized refrigerators stocked with pastries and snacks. And when you were loading up your little cooler for fishing, you just threw in your beer, your water, your snacks, and everything. Take two coolers. Who cares? When you got back, they had all kinds of Doritos. It looked like a bodega, a convenience store, but everything was free. And why would you waste your stomach, you know, inventory on that nonsense when you got a chef that's going to cook for you? Yes. I'm just trying to tell you, folks, I don't need no drug, but the real drug is the drug of truth. Because my black friends would be, oh, man, you don't want to go up there with them crazy white folks. Yeah, I do. And let me tell you, he's invited me to other things. And here's what I did. Let me tell you guys what I did. I sent a note to my friend's administrative assistant. Her name is Carolyn. And I said, Carolyn, in any event that our friend, you know, I'm not going to say his name, wants to do and anybody backs out of, put me in as a substitute. And she started laughing. I said, am I saying it like a joke? I said, it doesn't matter what he's doing. Because what he does is he'll invite 30 people to all these different things, 30 guys. And, you know, and he varies it. You know, sometimes you get to go, sometimes you don't. But somebody invariably drops out, can't make it. And I told her, it doesn't matter who drops out and what the event is. I'm the substitute. I don't even have to be on the first list. I'm just trying to tell you. Are you kidding me? Drugs. That's my drug. The drug of life. And see, look, I don't know whether you're into drugs or not. I'm not going to moralize about it. You can do what you want to do with your body, okay? But Democrats need drugs. Let me put it this way. Who's got the bigger drug problem, conservatives or leftists? I think we would, even leftists would agree, oh, no, man, we all partake. It's not a big deal, man. We love our drugs. Okay, let me tell you why they love their drugs. They need to escape from reality. That's the real reason. They need to alter their perception of things. I've said to many people, I don't ever, you could tell, Kevin, drugs make you so, I don't care. I want to go fishing with my billionaire buddy whenever he got, I want to be on notice. I'm like a call boy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Carolyn goes, Kevin, he's going to go blankety blank. I'm there, baby. Put me there. Because I get to live vicariously. And you know the beauty of that? This gentleman loves doing it. He loves funding those things. You know what he says? He says, it's not my money. It's God's money. So he's happy that you can go. Overjoyed, in fact, that you can go. I cannot describe this in any way, shape, or form. As I'm thinking about it right now, honestly, I'm in euphoria. I have the drug of truth. And it's a drug that I'd love to share with a lot of my young black brothers. And, you know, because he won't take girls. He's like, nope, it's only, you know, guys that have their stuff on the outside. And it isn't sexist. He's like, his wife does these things for women. You know, young ladies. But he goes, I'm helping young men. And good for him. Anyway, it's not even what I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to tell you guys that I'm going to give you the real dope in a minute when we come back about bad news for the Democrats. Truth dope.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A whistleblower complaint has been filed following a phone call between a foreign leader and President Trump. The Washington Post reports an intelligence community official was troubled by a promise President Trump made to a foreign leader. The Intelligence Community Inspector General is briefing the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors on Thursday. President Trump is keeping his options open, that's what he tells Fox News, even as U.S. officials blame Iran for an attack on an oil facility in Saudi Arabia.
And we'll see what happens. A lot of things could happen. If we can have a peaceful solution, that's good. It's possible that that won't happen. But there's never been a stronger country militarily, not even close.
The president has demanded new sanctions on Iran as a response to the weekend attack. Iran's foreign minister is warning that any attack on his country over the drone missile strike against Saudi Arabia would result in an all-out war. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in America politically, and I'm about to give you some political dope, some political drugs. Truth dope is what I'm calling it. Not hallucinogenics, because we deal in reality on the right side. Talked earlier about why my life is dealt with in terms of truth, and I don't mean that, you know, there's not stuff going on in my life. I'm just saying that life for me is, for the most part, enjoyable. It's as enjoyable as God has promised, because God did not promise you an easy life. He promised you a life, then you can make the best of it. And I'm going to make the best of it by living it the way I want to live. I'm going to live it where I get all my sensory stuff through what God gave me, not through some chemical. But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the truth dope I'm going to deliver to you conservatives that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and it begins in New Mexico. See, there was a Trump rally in New Mexico, because Donald Trump says he's going to make New Mexico red again. Yeah. It was a data gold mine. 45,000 people registered for tickets. 94% of those people were from New Mexico, which means 6% of them were not, for those doing the math. That means other people were like, well, how close is he? Can we come in? 45,000 people. Folks, that is rock star status. Can Elizabeth Warren held a rally in New York, right? And I told you guys the other day, she structured it in such a way that the people would be, you know, it's in Central Park. There's going to be thousands of people in Central Park. So she holds it in Central Park where there's already a big crowd. Then they, you know, the people gather because there's other people there. And then they go, Elizabeth Warren draws thousands. Kevin Jackson could have drawn thousands in New York if I just sat around with a megaphone. Look, do anything in Central Park with a megaphone and you're going to draw hundreds. I was there for some rally I was messing around with, staying across the street when I was up there for the Gold Gloves, and I'm not exaggerating this. There was probably 1,000 people, and it was some like a Black Lives Matter deal. There's about 1,000 people gathered. It's easy to do in New York. Anyway, 45,000 people gathered for tickets. 94% of them from New Mexico. Big crowd. 78% of the registrants were matched to voter files. Over 20% voted in one of the last four elections. 52% were male. 48% were female. 40% were Latino. 31% were Democrats. Wow. I don't know about you Democrats that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, but I would be worried. Those are scary numbers for the Democratic Party. 40% of the people that went to see Donald Trump were Latino. 31% of the people that went to see Donald Trump were Democrats. Donald Trump has changed the complexion of Republican politics, folks, at least for the time being. Now, here's the bad news for us. I would love to tell you that we are going to have this Pied Piper for a long time. We have him for another 5 years. We better be grooming others. People better be learning from this. And I think they are. I'll even segue into a little bit of comedy on what was happening recently with a guy who was going to get hired at SNL. And then they found out he'd done some comedy that was off color against LGBT or black folks or whatever. And they rescinded his job. And people came to his defense. Comedians, Bill Burr, one of my favorite comedians. He's like, what the heck? Everything. Even Ricky Gervais, who is a guy I can't really stand. I mean, he's a funny comic, but he's a terrible human being. But even he was like, what are you talking about? Comics make fun of stuff. Everybody's attacking this idea that you got to be politically correct and you can't say this or that. He's like, whatever. Bill Burr said, how far are you going to go back and look at what people do to hold it against them? He's like, you can't even have a past if you want to have a job. See, and for the record, Bill Burr is one of my good friends, is his best friend. Bill Burr considers himself a leftist. And he's now making the change. Many of these people they consider themselves leftists and they're converting. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this numbers. Truth dope is what we're talking about. 40% Latino, 31% Democrat. Here's the statistic that should bother the left as well. 48% female came to see Donald Trump in New Mexico. New Mexico, a big-time Latino population, folks. 48% of the women, 40% Latino, 31% Democrats. I don't care how you slice that pie. You want to manipulate the data? Do it any way you want. That is bad news for the Democrats. But I got more. Oh, that's right, baby. I told you conservatives, this is a nirvana. This is political dope that I'm about to bring to you. The RNC says that it raised $23.5 million in August, had $54 million roughly cash on hand at the end of the month, growing momentum. They said it's unusual for a committee to perform well when its party controls the White House. But even accounting for that advantage, the RNC's numbers were significant. The August fundraising total was the highest recorded in August during an off-cycle year by either the RNC or the DNC. They haven't had that much cash on hand since September of 2016, just before Election Day. The RNC figures included only money directly contributed to the committee, did not include money contributed to any other joint committee. This is a come on, Democrats. Come on. Let me hear what you got to say. 844-551-8255 if any of you brain dead morons want to give me a call, Democrats, because I would love to spank you. She says, thanks to boycotts from Hollywood liberals and the Castro brothers doxing private citizens who support President Trump, the RNC's fundraising hit record levels. This is what Rona McDaniel, the chair of the RNC, said. She said, the RNC's efforts also apparently paid off by the Democrats' own admission in North Carolina earlier this month. You ready? Republicans swept two closely contested special elections there. I talked to you about one of them, the Dans. Donald Trump comes in, turns a race around, gets people out, rallies them in North Carolina. You know how long the Democrats have been trying to get North Carolina to go completely blue? It has been an exhaustive effort. Same thing they're doing to Texas. You know what Donald Trump did? Donald Trump went from New Mexico to a rally that had 45,000 requested tickets. And you know what he did? He flew into the belly of the beast in California and he sucked $15 million out of that place in 2 days. That, my friends, is the ability to get it done. Oh, this is just, I'm serious. This is music to my ears. This should be music to yours as well. I got some stuff to play for you that's going to prove to you that people are converting. And it's, look, I want you to use your common sense. This is all I talk about. I can tell you, I can give you statistics, I can do whatever I do. I want you to have the common sense to think about the things that I say. And I'm going to give you other people that are ordinary people that are making the switch to the Republican Party. And,
oh, he's not presidential.
Let me tell you, who gives a crap? Nobody. Except the pundits.
He's not president. He's not president.
Who cares? People don't care about that. What they care about is what's happening in their lives.
And what about you?
Well, I have to be honest. I wasn't a supporter when he got started. But I figured, you know, he is... he's elected president. You got to give him a shot. So when I first started watching him, I wanted to see if he was going to work and fulfill any of his promises, because nobody ever does. And day one, he came in, he started working, started busting his butt, and he has delivered day after day after day. So I'm in his corner. He didn't get my vote in 2016. He's getting my vote now.
Folks, that's happening all over the country. That was a Kayleigh McEnany interviewing a guy in New Mexico who did not vote for Trump. Blue collar, white dude, whatever, he might have been Hispanic. Didn't vote, I mean, hadn't voted for Trump, didn't vote for him in 2016, changed his mind. People all over the place know this, but I want to go back to North Carolina. Two closely contested special elections we won. RNC active, pulled out the Democrat strategy, bought 24 full-time staffers, invested $1.5 million in the state, spent $6 million, phone banking, etc., and brought in the win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Two special election wins in North Carolina for the Republicans, and you can credit Donald Trump for both. Major victory. Senator Dan Bishop fiercely contested the 9th District of North Carolina. They said it was a bellwether of how Trump would do in the 2020 election, and they won. Another Republican House candidate, Greg Murphy, decisively won separate special election in North Carolina's more solidly leaning 3rd district, frustrating the Democrats who spent millions trying to make a splash in the state. And you know what Donald Trump did in the very last day? He upended all those millions of dollars spent. He turned it into dust by appearing and getting 2 victories. The Democrats said, well, you know, well, this is going to be a test, and we're going to go there, and we're going to kick some butt, and we're going to show you. And they've been targeting North Carolina. But they admit it. Donald Trump, man, he came in, he swept in, and he did it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about the problems that the Democrats have because, you know, they're Democrats. What do you want me to tell you? We're talking about political dope here. Truth dope. And I'm hoping that the Democrats take note. I don't do anything on this show to fool them or to try to trick them. There is no skullduggery or tomfoolery here. No, I just tell them the way that it is. And if they accept it, fine. And repent their evil, ugly ways, they can come to this side and have meaningful conversations about policies. And here's the thing, conservatives, we don't always agree, do we? We can have multiple discussions about stuff and people don't agree. It's okay. I just recently welcomed Isaiah Washington into the fold from, what was it, the show? The medical show he was on. Anyway, TV star, black dude. He's now a solid supporter. I'm telling you, Isaiah's all over the place. Coming out on, he was on OAN. He was on Laura Ingraham's show. And he's saying, Grey's Anatomy, thank you. And he's coming out saying, look, I was wrong. Let me tell you something, folks. If you're a Democrat, you're getting a lot of wake-up calls. God is throwing you some lifelines. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to right now, KJRadio.com. The Republicans sent 24 full-time staffers to North Carolina, invested $1.5 million in the state, while making nearly 500,000 voter contacts through the phone bank, door-to-door canvassing. They did what the Democrats do in special elections, and they just did it better. And you know what we had on our side, folks, as a conservatives, Republicans running in that state? You want to know what we had? Yeah, I know you're saying God. Yes, we have God on our side all the time. But you know what we had? We had truth on our side. Democrats are struggling across the board. You want to know why? Because people recognize them for what they are. Vicious, lying, scurrilous, scandalous, scumbaggy skanks. That's why. Oh, I know. I know, Kevin, you're being hard on them. No, I'm not. You know what I call them when I'm not talking on the radio? Shoot. Actually, I don't call them anything worse. Because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, what one word over another? Does it really matter? You know what I'm saying. You know the skankity skank skank skanks when you see them, don't you? I mean, you ever? Yeah, there are women that listen to the program. Let me ask you something. There are women that you know. And by the way, I'm not condemning women because, guys, I can say the same thing to guys. Guys know. There are guys that you know. Don't trust that dude. Don't trust that dude with your money, with your company. Don't leave your girlfriend. Not because she's going to do something with him, because you know he's going to try something with her. Women know the same thing. They know there's that girl, that woman at the party, very flirtatious, whatever. Don't let your husband alone with him, not because you don't trust your dude, because you don't trust your girl. That's what Democrats are. They're that person you do not leave in the presence of your money. Don't leave your wallet laying around. You know what I'm saying? Don't tempt them because they're going to fail. They're failures. They get mad at me for telling them the truth about themselves. But when do you get the worst? When do you get the maddest? If somebody lies on me, it's not like I'm mad at them. If you lie on me, you know, Kevin, you did something. I'm like, shut up. I didn't do that. But if you call me out, you know what I'm saying? If you call me out like, yeah, man, you know you did such and such, and I did it, now I'm mad because you told the truth about me, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Democrats got lots of woes, and it isn't just Lewandowski's testimony that just blew him out of the water. I mean, I got to tell you, Corey did a good job there. I'm going to get to that in the next hour. But he did a great job with those dang Democrats. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is confounding them across the board. You know what he did? He rolled back. He said the EPA standards, the California negotiating terms with car dealers, he called it a monopoly or whatever. He some kind of thing on where he said you can't do that. So he's rolling standards back where these automakers can ship the cars to California that don't have to go through all this emissions stuff. And Gavin Newsom. Worse than Jerry Brown. Hard to believe. But Gavin Newsom, he's trying to make California dirty and set up climate change. And Trump's like, whatever. He's attacking him on every... Look, most people ran from climate change. Oh, climate change. And these Republicans are like, oh my gosh, he's going to beat us on climate change. What a joke. Donald Trump said, I'll take your climate change, I'll shove all in, and then I'll put my watch in, too, into the pot. Donald Trump's blowing these clowns away. RNC, I started on the last segment. RNC, out fundraising the DNC 3-1. Do you hear what I'm telling you? 3-1. $23.5 million. Record-setting August. You know, let me give you some numbers for the Democrats, because we got to put it in perspective. But before I even do that, let me tell you what the LA Times had to say about the Democrats. This is really bad news for the Democrats. LA Times title, Democrats find small donors not supporting them. See, when you're running for an election, the small donors are a barometer of, is your message resonating? You go out, you say something, you do the right thing, and you energize your base, and suddenly the $10, $20, $50, $100 type donors flock in. Democrats don't have them. Democrats have big money people that are funding most of these campaigns, but not the little money. Go look at Sanders now. Wait till his next FEC report and watch how many small... Sanders used to get tons of little donors. This is why I told people back in 2016... he's the guy that the Democrats should go with. He was getting 2,000, 3,000 people at rallies. It was a fraction of Trump, but it was exponentially bigger than Hillary could get. Hillary had big money. Sanders had the little dollars. He had the little people supporting him. That was his first and only chance to really make a real viable, you know, be a viable presidential candidate. He's blown it because he can't do that anymore. Watch his little donations. Watch Kamala Harris's little donations. Watch all of their little donations. They won't be there. They got the big ones, not the little ones. So, LA Times wrote about this. Here's another one. DNC fundraising has lagged behind the RNC this year. The Democrats raised just $7.7 million in July, while the RNC brought in $20.8 million. Now, that was in July. The RNC brought in 23 plus million. What did I say? 23.4 million, something like that. 23 plus million in 23.5 million to be exact in August. I couldn't get the DNC numbers because I had to go to a site that I refused to sign up for, like some lefty site. But here's what I can tell you. If you want to extrapolate, Democrats in July, 7.7 million. Republicans, 20.8 million. In August, the Republicans are at 23.5 million, biggest August ever. And the DNC, by the way, and the Republicans had 53 million cash on hand at the end of August. At the end of July, the Democrats had 9 million cash on hand. And let me tell you why I think that number is going to be less in their month of August. Because they spent so much trying to win North Carolina. They got problems. Get this. The Trump campaign and the RNC have pulled in a combined $212 million since the start of 2019. That's more than all the current Democrats seeking to replace Trump have raised combined. I told you it's going to be bad news for the Democrats, but it was going to be political dope for you Republicans, you conservatives. you people that are on the side of righteousness. These are the numbers. Now, I don't want to get caught up in numbers because I want you to feel it. I want you to go out and talk to people, and I'm going to give you more ammo in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.